back in 2016 was our sort of first instance when we went for our 12-week scan at the hospital, and we found out my wife had miscarried at that scan. You know, not a lot of real support, as it was, you know, the first pregnancy, just kind of put it down to one of them things, and no real tests are done or anything like that. They just kind of sent us on our way, really. Like, obviously, once my wife was all sorted and sorted out, they really looked after her well. But that was it, the last we really heard, really. And then the following year, my wife fell pregnant. We found out we were having twin boys, which made it quite a high-risk pregnancy. So we got looked after quite a lot through the pregnancy, and we were being scanned every 2 weeks, especially with having a previous miscarriage. It was always going quite well, and sadly, at 19 weeks pregnant, my wife ended up in septic shock. This sadly brought on early labour, which sadly meant she had to deliver the boys stillborn. And obviously, they were still just too young to survive. So it was after this instance when we were first made aware of SANS, and in the hospital at Pembrey Hospital at Tunbridge Wells, SANS actually had a bereavement suite that we could stay over, allowed me to stay over in the hospital with her, and have the boys in the room with us for a night before we were able to have a blessing for them. And in that room, there was a lot of literature from SANS themselves. That's when we first got in touch with the bereavement midwife as well that the hospital provided. And she was amazing with my wife. You know, we both attended a bit of counselling afterwards to try and get through the process. And from then onwards, that was when we were made aware of SANS. The following year, about 7 months later, my wife fell pregnant again. The 12-week scan, the 20-week scan, that was all absolutely fine. And then at, sadly, at 24 weeks, just kind of out of the blue, my wife's waters broke. And, she had to get rushed to hospital. The hospital we went to didn't have a tiny baby centre, so we got sent down to Brighton Hospital, where they have a unit where they can care for babies from 24 weeks onwards. By the time we got down there, it was just sadly too late. There was no heartbeat found, so we had to induce labour, and my wife had to deliver our baby boy, Zach, stillborn again at 24 weeks. And off the back of that, it was kind of the same day we were kind of sent home from hospital, and not a lot of support again really from the hospitals. And it was us reaching out to other people rather than them reaching out to us.
You've been through an absolutely traumatic time, but it seems from your experience it just depended where you were as to whether you got any support at all.
No, you kind of expect a level of consistency, but yeah, that wasn't really found.
Can you tell me a bit about how SANS have helped you? Because obviously you're very involved now because you're part of the Kent SANS United football team, and you've been speaking to lots of other dads. How has that helped you?
Yeah, through the awareness of, through the social media channels of SANS and the other SANS United around the country, we've formed a team in Kent of dads, which we've reached out to the SANS support groups to try and let other people know that we're here. And off the back of that, we've now got about 30 dads who have all lost babies in one way or another, from miscarriage right through till you know, babies passing away early in their life. And it's allowed us to be able to speak to other people in like-minded situations and lean on others for, you know, their experience and support. It helps, it makes you feel you're not alone. That's the main thing. You know, it is a very lonely place when you feel like it's only you and the world's doing you bad, whereas you actually, when you speak to other people, sadly other people are going through the same situations. And it was SANS that have obviously helped us gather this group of dads. We've now, speaking to the charity a lot, And we're working with it to make sure our processes are in place for the team. So we have them. So it's not just a standard football team. We have people on the team that can help. You know, we have befrienders from the Sands charity. We have a member of them on our team, and the roles are they've been very helpful. When I've been trying to, you know, deal with certain issues that I've never dealt with before, but I'm kind of becoming a bit of a support myself for all these other guys. And but the more we talk about it, the easier it becomes to talk about it, and that, you know, opening up, and it is almost like venting your frustrations in public. It, like I say, it makes it easier to deal with and help to understand a little bit more about what's happened, and yeah, certainly helps by talking.